it's a team effort and it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, so, but we're proud of it. I have to say, we're proud of it. And like, as crappy as what happened, like the time we put into it and, you know, the things we put on the back burner to do it, it taught us a lesson, and it's just about moving on. And, you know, just, it is what it is. Life, everything happens for a reason. I'm a true believer of that. Like, the universe does put you on a path, and whether you like it or not, the path is there for you to do better and to have, you know, better things happen. So sometimes it doesn't look that way in the present, but in the future you look back and you're like, okay, now I see why this happened.
Welcome to Inspiring Journeys. I'm Paul Stressner, and alongside me are the incredible Adriana Ferns and the unstoppable
Terry Nelson.
Hey everyone, it's Adriana here. From a challenging path to becoming a fitness instructor, I've learned that every step counts in the journey to better self.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Carrie Nelson, your obstacle course crushing adaptive athlete warrior, Spartan races, major marathons. I'm breaking barriers and redefining what's possible.
And I'm on a mission to run a 5K in every state, shining a spotlight on the charities that make a difference in each community. But on Inspiring Journeys, we're not just about conquering personal goals.
Our podcast is a celebration of resilience, determination, and the transformative power of personal growth. We'll be sharing stories of individuals who have faced challenges head on and emerged stronger.
Yeah, you know, life is a series of obstacles, and I've learned to turn them into stepping stones. Let's inspire others to do the same.
That's right. And it's not just about our awesome guest stories. It's about yours, too. We want to ignite that spark within you, encouraging every listener to embark on their unique and inspiring journey.
So get ready to lace up your shoes, break down those walls, and join us each week as we explore the extraordinary paths that lead to growth, triumph, and ultimately, an inspiring life.
This is Inspiring Journeys. Let's run, climb, and soar together.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of Inspiring Journeys. And thank you for all new listeners for growing, and I'm loving it. And yeah, I want to welcome everybody that's new. Of course, like, today's going to be like a little bit different format than what we're used to. Terry isn't with us today. She's away at a wedding. So I hope she's having a blast. I think it's like her best friend is getting married. So congratulations to the bride and groom. So that's so awesome. Hope she's having a great time. Yeah, I love her to death. She's so awesome on here. And all the guests love her. I'll start off with my gratitude. This week is, last week we had the time change, so we're kind of officially breaking out of seasonal depression season for me. But I only had my depression this year, like it was like it's September, October, so I had it early, so I've been doing great this year, so I'm grateful for that. And I was joking with somebody, I think it was Eddie who was on last week, I was chatting with him, and I was said, oh, I finally like broke through seasonal depression season, but then I stumbled and got a nasty cold last week. So. But I'm feeling better now. But yeah, that was not for the count for most of the week last week. But I love that it's staying light out longer. And yeah, slipped in my mood. We had a nice few days. Today's not that great. This St. Patrick's Day. So, but, and then I'm also grateful that I've been doing an elimination diet. Thank you to our past guest, Kate DaCosta, for like encouraging me to do that. And of course, Adriana helping me with that. And tomorrow I'll finally be able to have some coffee again. That's
yes,
the first thing coming off the list.
That is the best when you can have coffee again. I don't care about any of the food. It's all about, as soon as I had that first cup of coffee, and mind you, you're going to get a wicked buzz. I had a soccer game that morning, dude. Saved it. I had coffee a day early. I'm going to be honest. I cheated a little. Uh-huh. I had coffee a day before. Like I was a day early because I was like, I'm not going to play soccer without a cup of coffee. And I was on fire that first cup of coffee.
I don't care if it's black or what. I'm just like, yeah, because I can't. I won't be able to have dairy yet. So someone, I got to wait like a few days and make sure.
Get a really expensive coffee.
Oh, I have some. Yeah.
So the black coffee. Yeah. Like grind it that morning. Yep. That's what I did.
Exactly. Yeah. Cause I have a Keurig machine, and it has like, it's the kind that I have like my own filter. So I put my own coffee grounds in it instead of buying like the K cups.
Yeah.
And so I grind the coffee beans, and yeah, I'll put it in there. Looking forward. If anything, it's like the smell. Like decaf isn't the same. I don't care.
No, it's not. Nope.
So, yep. So I'm looking forward to that. All right, and then I'm gonna bring this to you. And yeah, this podcast is called Inspiring Journeys. And you never hear of an inspiring st story where somebody has a journey with no struggle at all, just goes nice and smoothly. That's not so inspiring. That's kind of discouraging. If plus it's non-existent,
Right.
but we all have our ups and downs. And thanks to therapy and stuff, my therapist brought up a great point. Like if you look at an EKG, it's always like up and down, up and down. Because if it's just like a flat line, that means you're dead. So if you have your ups and downs, that means you're living life. And it just sucks when
I like
you're
that.
having the it sucks when you're like down. But as we talked about like leading up to last week, Soulfriend Yoga was getting ready to open up like a physical store. And if people that follow me on Facebook, you even saw Adriana on camera talking with me and Eddie as she was like painting, getting the store all ready. So
Yeah, I was putting together shelves.
it was supposed to open this past Friday, and we were gonna have Adriana and our soul friend partner Patty on. But all right, so let's introduce Adriana. And
How's it going?
I guess first, I guess we can start with something grateful first, and then we can
Yeah,
get
I
into
will
it.
definitely. So I think right now, this week especially, obviously I'm gonna piggyback on you this spring because like real like I was really excited to put mulch down. I don't know who says that, but yeah, I was like really putting some strawberries in. But I'm grateful for friendships because I have to say, like, what, like, you know, unfortunately things didn't go as planned. And I really have a lot of good, I really over the years I've had a lot of issues in my life and you know, a lot of really toxic relationships growing up. A lot of therapy to get through it all. Still in therapy. Continue to love therapy. Love hate. But I have to say, I really have solid friendships at 45 years old. Like solid people in my life. And I don't go along with that whole "you can only count on five people in your life." Well, the way I look at it is, then you need a lot of groups of friends so you can have five in each group. Because honestly, I can count more than five people in my life who are solid. Solid, good people who have my back, who are just really like awesome, amazing human beings. And, you know, obviously you don't get to see everybody as much. Let's be real. Like, we live in America. We basically run ourselves to the ground. Like, we try not to. It's just, we do the best you can. So I don't see everybody all the time, but everyone I have in my life, even if I talk to them once a month, I really, really. Just I got a solid connection with a bunch of people and I'm really happy about that. Yeah, so the people in my life are just honestly solid and I couldn't be more. And when you know, I think you see when something happens in your life that doesn't go as planned, that the people come out of the wood, I should out of the woodwork, but if people are busy or whatever and they hear, you know, you're having a hard time, they're gonna reach out, they're gonna check in on you. You know, my friends are really supportive. So I'm super grateful. That is one of the things in my life. I have a gratitude journal and, you know, sometimes you forget to write in it, but I just wrote in it the other day about that. And I was like, I am so grateful for the friendships and the relationships I have in my life. And, you know, just the connections I've built over the years with different people and personalities. And, you know, I really enjoy different personalities, different people. I really enjoy people. Until I don't, but you know, I do though. It's weird. I'm like, as you wouldn't think I am introverted. I definitely introvertedly recharge. I need to be alone, like in silence sometimes, just like alone. But I enjoy my connections. I love being with my friends. Like, you know, I just really do. It's part of like loving life, I think, is having really solid connections and people who you can count on. And you know, it's also part of being vulnerable to be able to tell somebody, you know, you're upset, you need help, whatever. And it just makes you stronger. So yeah, definitely. That's what I'm grateful for.
Yep, that's great. Yeah, and yeah, fine as you go along life, and you're hanging out with like the people that you're aligned with. I mean, you just have like an incredible circle of friends that that are positive and keep you going and everything. So
Yeah.
yeah, especially the ones that are with you through the tough times. So
Right.
all right, so you're supposed to be going into a store and it fell through. I think we were talking on the video about you were sharing the space with somebody. Was it an apothecary or
Yeah, and
something?
I look at it this way. I like at being a trainer, I guess I can use a sports analogy. Some people are better at team sports and some people want to play sports, by themselves, like golf or, where it's just you against whatever, you playing
Against
by
yourself,
yourself.
yeah.
Yeah. So, I think that, that's kind of what the situation became. It wasn't a good fit. It was one of those situations where it sounded good, but it wasn't de it de it was just one of those situations, I think, an unfortunate situation that it sounded good, and the expectations were different, and I think it was really unfortunate because the really tough part of it all is like the time and effort and just energy that went into preparing for it. It really was, and just even money, like we put a lot of money into it,
Well,
and
that's
it
true
just,
too.
it really became like a last minute thing, and it was sad because it was abrupt and it just didn't work out. And everything happens for a reason. I'm not bitter about it or anything like that it went down the way it did. It just didn't work out, and it wasn't meant to be. So it is unfortunate. And this is the way I look at life, Paul. Like we all learn from things. You take what it's just like when, and I can think when Carrie listens to this, she'll appreciate this. It's like when you do an obstacle race and you just fail at an obstacle miserably, the next time that you're gonna be like you're ready for that obstacle. So it's just like anything in life. Like if you don't succeed at something, you can look back and see what you did wrong, or even if you didn't do something wrong, what just doesn't work. So in the future, we know what we need to do in certain situations now. Ever since Soul Friends started, we've been learning. So, we are still a young company. I mean, we started in 2020. I'll kind of give you a little backstory for the new listeners. Patty had she had been we were in teacher training, yoga teacher training together. So we clicked right away. We like bonded. She was like, I was like, this chick is cool, man. Like we really got along well. She started training with me at the gym. We became pretty close friends quick. And she went to Ireland to go visit like some family history and things like that. And that's where Soul Friend Anamkara, which is great because it's St. Patrick's Day. So this is a good
Oh, nice.
Anamkara means soul friend in Gaelic. So she loved that name. She was inspired by like her grandmother's struggle. She could obviously tell the story a little better, but I'll just kind of make it quick. And she came back from Ireland and she was inspired to start this business. She's like, I've always wanted to do this. She was a court reporter, and she's like seeing the worst, court reporter for the state for like state cases too. So like the worst of the worst, like the bridge kind of situation. Like how would somebody be so negligent where people could die? Like she was doing court reporting for situations like that. So she was seeing the worst of humanity, like greed, money, like just the jerks in the world. And she was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to start this company. What do you think? And I was like, that's a great idea. You should do it. And then, she kept asking me. And then she'd ask me, hey, can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? Give you a yoga mat, do this and that. And I was like, yeah, sure. And then at one point, she's like, will you just come on and help? I know you're at the gym full time, but will you come work with me? Like, will you do this?
Was this in 2020 when she started it?
Yeah.
Or was it 20? Yeah. And so I believe I was listening, she was actually on episode 43, at the beginning of episode 43. That was December 9th, 2020. And she was basically just starting. And you were actually doing yoga videos because that like everything was all online at the time. And everybody wants to go back to
Yeah. I liked it. I'm sorry. It
that
wasn't my night. It was my dream, not my nightmare. Potato,
nightmare.
potato.
But yeah, I think one of the first things you were like recording videos for her to post on there, yoga classes, online yoga
Yeah.
classes. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I got really involved and I really enjoyed it. I was writing some blogs. We had a different website. Right. Then I did some other stuff. You know, I was investing a lot of time. And then at one point, I invested some money to get some more clothing and things. So, you know, I just decided that I believed in this as well. Like, I thought it was a great idea. I'm like, I'm on board. You know, I got together with like a lot of the connections I had in different communities. And, you know, we started getting mats, and some places had clothing just around the state. Then, you know, the mission of this was to bring programs to at-risk communities and animal shelters. We kind of did the animal shelters after, and we're finding that we're driving a little towards that more these days. It's just a lot less. There's two of us. We're trying to run an online store. We're trying to get shipments out. We're trying to get ship orders to stores, you know, so to have to keep battling with red tape, we can't. So like when we're trying to help some of the at-risk communities, is a lot. I think I spoke on this before, a lot of red tape, a lot of let's have a Zoom, let's do this. It's like, we honestly, and I don't want to sound like a jerk, but we don't have time. Do you want us to come do free yoga? Here's our background check. Like, you know, it's that kind of thing where it's like, it's not that difficult. Like, would you like us to come do yoga? That's what we're offering, you know? And it's the amount of like, people are really complicating a simple thing. So we're like, all right, let's reach out to animal shelters. And they're like, oh my God, please help us. And we're like, yeah, we got this. So it's like, our time is being used. We're helping. And who doesn't friggin' love animals? Like, we're doing puppy yoga Sunday with the Heart of Rhode Island. We've done two already with them. If you guys are in Rhode Island or Massachusetts, Connecticut, or if you just want to drive up, Eddie, on Sunday, May 19th at 10 a.m., we're going to do puppy yoga again at Heart of Rhode Island. So, you know, and they need us. They're having issues with adoption right now. So we want to just help who we can. But again, there's two of us. So we're using and we also have Bailey. She's our social media girl, and she's out in Colorado. So we don't see her. She's kind of just works remote, her soul friend. But she's coming in June to visit, and, you know, we'll make some videos and things. But so it's basically, I mean, Patty does it full time. I do it part time, and Bailey does our social media. Like, that's it. There's three of us, you know, and we need to be smart with our time. And as much as we want to help certain communities, like, if they make it challenging, we can't do it. It's like, we don't have the manpower. In a perfect world, someday we might have a person who just goes out and spends, and that's kind of me. Like, I spend my time trying to get into situations, and when people make, and you know me, Paul, like, I don't like fluff, man. Like, let's get down to business. And if you're just going to fluff around, I don't have time. And it's not to be rude. That's just my personality. Like, I like to get things done. I don't like to ponder. I don't like to think about things too long. I you're in or out. Like, what are you doing? I don't like to talk about things too long. Like, if there's too much talking involved, I'm over it. And it's not to be rude. It's just, I don't have the time. We don't have the time to constantly have to figure things out that aren't that complicated. We're coming to do free yoga to make people happy. Do you want us there or not? Yeah, there's other things involved, but when it becomes too many meetings with too many people and too much of this, it's like, we can't, you know. And it's so with the puppies and the kittens, we did Bristol yoga, yoga at the Bristol Animal Shelter with the kittens. We're probably going to do them again. They made it non-complicated. Sure. What do you guys do? I go, we will set up everything. You just bring out those animals. All you have to do is bring out those animals. And they're like, oh my God, yes, you guys are doing everything. I'm like, yes, that's the point. We will do it. Just don't make it hard for us. We want to help. Like, you know, and that's the sad part is like, when you're trying to help communities who need it, a lot of times it's hard to get in, like with children especially, you know. So in a perfect world, someday Soulfriend will be able to do more when we have more staff. But, right, you know, in the meantime, we're starting to branch out. We have people around the world on our social media, the influencers now. And that's our goal, is to just really reach a lot of people and maybe someday get other communities, like them, to do their own community projects that we can help with.
Right. Yep.
You know, right. So a lot of we don't really have a profit yet because we're still kind of young.
So young, but, yeah.
You know, but what our goal is to use, and we do tons of donations. Like we donate money, we donate mats, all kinds of things like that. So what we want to be able to do is actually fund, let's say, like, you lived in another country and you have this project you want to do. We'll support you with some mats and fund you to help you with your community outreach. You know, that's the stretch goal. Yep. So, and we're getting there. Honestly, as sad and bumpy as things can get sometimes, and you get discouraged, like being in a business like this, it gets discouraging. You have, just like you mentioned earlier, the EKG, there's ups and downs. Like we have highs and lows all the time. And we got to pick, you know, it's Patty and I, and we got to pick each other up when it comes to that stuff, because it's like, oh, this just happened. You know, I need a little breather from this right now. And, you know, and one of us will pick up the slack or vice versa. Or if one of us is traveling, like if she's traveling, I'll make sure I'm doing all the online orders, getting the influencers their stuff and vice versa. So it's a team effort and it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, so, but we're proud of it. I have to say we're proud of it. And like, as crappy as what happened, like the time we put into it and, you know, the things we put on the back burner to do it, it taught us a lesson, and it's just about moving on. And, you know, just, it is what it is. Life, everything happens for a reason. I'm a true believer of that. Like the universe does put you on a path, and whether you like it or not, the path is there for you to do better and to have, you know, better things happen. So sometimes it doesn't look that way in the present, but in the future you look back and you're like, okay, now I see why this happened.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
You know, so yeah, it's been a great experience.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. There's actually, I think a lot of our listeners are entrepreneurs, especially females. So, yeah, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to your journey. So,
and you know what? It's okay to have your bad day, man. Like, you know, I'm not saying quit. I'm just saying close up for a day. Quit.
Yeah. Learn.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like have a bad day. Let your mood happen and like, let it ride. Cause I had a bad day and I gave myself permission to just be like, I was exhausted. I was like so tired. And the day after, the day it happened, basically I was like, holy crap, man, I am so tired.
Yeah, not to mention your physical ailments too.
Oh God, yeah. I have bulging discs in my neck right now. It's like brutal. Yeah. And everything. I was just, I physically, emotionally, and mentally, I felt like a blob of like, and I had to work that day. And I was just like, even my clients like, you look tired today. I'm like, I'm sorry, because I don't want to come to work tired. Like I'm exhausted. I slept 8 hours straight. Like I slept like a rock. So I should have been rejuvenated, but I think I was just, everything hit me, you know? And then the next day I felt like fucking actually later that day, instead of taking a nap, which I should have done, but I'm glad I didn't. I reached out to the puppies, the Heart of Rhode Island, got a puppy yoga on the calendar. I felt better. I was still tired. You know, I bought the mulch. I didn't set up the mulch, but I did some things that were going to cheer me up, and I felt fucking awesome. And I went to bed and I woke up the next day like a new person.
Yeah.
You know, so it is what it is. And we're put on this earth to learn.
Oh, one other thing I wanted to mention about the Soul Friend, did you want to talk about like the, even like the materials you use for the mats and the clothes? That's very good. So, but that's a good thing that you're doing too.
Patty spent a long time sourcing things. So we use natural tree rubber for our mats. There's no PVC off gases, anything like that. It's vegan leather surface. Like everything about that mat is solid. All of the mats. We have a lot of different mats. I take them to like one of the hottest yoga classes I've ever been to. Anytime, and this is like one of the fun things about working here. Anytime we get a new mat, I'm like, I'm taking it here because I want to see how much it, like how sticky it is. Because you want it to make sure, so like you want to be able to get on it sweaty and not use a yoga towel. You don't want to slip, you know. So I bring it to the hottest class I know. And I test it. So it's always fun when we get a new mat. And even the clothing, you know, she sourced everything very responsibly. She makes sure that, you know, wherever it's coming from, the people are treated fairly where they work, like all that stuff. Like she spent hours and hours and hours doing that, you know, and that's been a learning experience too. There's a lot of things I didn't know about retail and clothing and just like different cultures too, because you work with people from around the world. Right. Like, yeah, we made t-shirts in America. We used Bella and Canvas as the t-shirt maker. And then we had a local guy print what we wanted on it. But like, there's pretty much, if it's the first time around, if everyone likes the shirts, we might get a little bit of a profit the next time. We're probably going to eat it. by making it in America, like we're trying to, it's like, oh, we're probably not gonna, I think we're actually, it's gonna cost us money to do this. So, you know, a lot of people have opinions about getting clothing from other countries, but the reality of it is they're humans trying to make a living. And as long as you're sourcing it from responsible places, you know, unless you're Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk, you probably cannot afford to make a clothing line in America.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
That is one thing I've learned. Like, it is really expensive and it is what it is, you know, like we are doing our best. So we make sure we source it responsibly. So,
right, yeah, you know, don't child labor and all that.
No,
crap,
like no.
Places,
we talked, like, the people are awesome. Like, some of the people we talk to, they're hilarious. They're sweet. Like, we talk about, they talk about their families with us. Like, it's a good relationship. You know, you're one-on-one with some of these people and you really get to know them. Like, one guy had a baby and, you know, I don't know. It's just, it is really awesome. And you get to learn a little bit more about people's cultures and things like that, which I love other cultures and traveling. And anytime, like, I'm like, someone's like, do you want to go here in America? I'm like, yeah, I'll go. Like, I'm not as enthusiastic about, not that I don't like traveling in America, but if someone's like, you want to go to this country? I'm like, fuck yeah, let's go. Like, that is my, like, you know, so I love learning about different cultures. So just being able to talk to people in business from other countries is really cool. You know, so yeah, we definitely do our best with that. We're proud of that. And, you know, with yoga mat, your face is in it, like your child's pose, like you don't want chemicals coming. The whole point is you're trying to get healthier. You don't want to be breathing in chemicals, you know, like that's the last thing you want to do.
That's true, too. I never even thought of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then your animals, like if you leave it on the floor at home, your animals, your kids are on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true.
You know?
Yep. Yep. And for the clothes, I do have to say that, like, whenever I see the model in the clothes online, especially like Instagram and TikTok, the clothes always look awesome. Like, they look awesome, like, on every, like, body type and everything.
Yeah.
So,
we really tried to be, we try to be body positive, you know, because everyone's women. I mean, eventually we will get into a men's line, but, you know, there's a lot of people who are just self-conscious about their bodies, and bodies are bodies. Like, they're beautiful. And if you want to wear something, you shouldn't be exempt from a style or a brand. You know, we want to make sure they're comfortable for everyone. Like, there are some things in our, I have a certain body type and I have really big legs, a small waist, like my butt's probably the same size as my legs. So it's a little bit funny sometimes. And I have some clothing. We have some clothing that I don't look good in. Like, it's not like, oh, everything's going to look great on me, but it looks awesome on other people. So I'm not going to not get the line because my body type doesn't look good in everything. We have some clothes that I look awesome in. I'm like, I put them on. I'm like, damn, I have these like three pairs of leggings that I like can't get rid of. I'm like, how many more do we have in this size? Stealing all the profits because I'm like, they look so good. And there's other ones I've given to people. And they're like, this is the best pair of leggings I've ever worn. I'm like, really? I'm like, that's the one that I don't like. So it is what it is. You know, so to your point, there are definitely styles that will fit and look great on everybody, you know, and we wanted it like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you have like a style that'll look good on Eddie as it appears that
he lost
a bet with you? So.
I do actually. So I think the snake print, I think I have some snake print that would look really good on him. Yeah. I think he might be a size 10 in women's. I'm not telling you I'm going to need a picture of his behind. I got to see in his quad.
Get some measurements,
Put on some shorts. Yeah. Give me some measurements. We'll work it out. Yeah, maybe I'll have something designed for him.
Yeah. Yeah. He might need to wear a cup though, you know. Yeah. But for everybody involved, so yeah, you gotta leave space for that. Yeah, this is like so great what you're doing, you know, even though there was a little setback, and
You know,
it's like, because it's everything's like experiments, even with this podcast, so I'm like constantly experimenting,
constantly learning, Well, you know what? If I didn't have the setback when I wrote my book, I wrote it because I had a setback.
Yeah.
Like, right. If I didn't have the setback, I wouldn't have wrote my book. Like, think about when I had that setback, it literally drove me almost to the ground. I was trying to change and something happened where I couldn't. And it pushed me back. Like, I was working the hardest I've ever worked to be a better person. And then I got basically like slapped in the face and I wanted to quit. And something stopped me from quitting. And I drove on, and I wrote on top of not quitting, I wrote a book, and I finished the book. So, and, you know, it wouldn't have happened if I didn't have a complete setback. So that one setback has taught me all the setbacks in life are for a better cause. And we don't know why until we're over it. I'm not really sure about the bulging disc in my neck. Still haven't figured that one out yet, but you know.
Well, for our new listeners, Adriana's referring to her book, Fitness to Freedom.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I wrote a book. I was incarcerated for 3 years for smuggling drugs. And it was one of the best things that ever happened in my life. So if you guys want to read it, it's on Amazon. I would love for some Amazon reviews if you read it. Unless you hate it, then please don't review it. Or you can. It'll help you do better. But yeah, and I'm actually, it's really been a long road, and I'm proud of it, you know, and I'm proud that I had that setback to get me there. So again, you know, just to, you know, reiterate, the setbacks, all everything happens for a reason. Yeah, you know,
look at all the lives you touched and everything. So, mm-hmm. it for your neck, that's so. When I hurt my neck, which will be coming up soon, then you can tell me how to recover from that.
That's it. That's what that Paul over the years,
we take like, turns.
Yeah, he's like, I'm glad you've had so many injuries because you really know how to fix them.
Well, it's pretty good when you go see a physical therapist, and then the physical therapist says, "Oh, your trainer is having you do more than I would have thought of." So,
yeah, that is flattering. That's flattering for me. Definitely makes me feel good.
So I guess we don't need there's no need for lightning round this week, because it basically like touched on everything.
Yeah. I will give the coupon code capital SOUL20 will give you 20% off Soul Friend at our store. Let me know you heard the podcast if you want to message me, and I might give you a secret discount on top of that. So
you know what? I'm doing this off the top of my head. If anybody, you know, listens to this episode and does like a screenshot of the episode and you share it on social media, if there's like multiple people, we'll put your name in a hat, and Adriana and I will do a drawing, and I'll send you a free yoga mat.
Yeah.
So we'll do that.
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right. So now I want to do this week's 22 Too Many veteran. For any new listeners, 22 Too Many is an awesome organization that brings awareness and remembrance to veterans who die of suicide. And they support prevention as well. The 22 stands for the number of veterans who die from suicide each day. And the reports don't even take into consideration the drug overdoses or accidents that weren't really accidents. So you can follow 22toomany.org. That's the numbers 22 and then TOOmany.org. I'll also add the link in the show notes. We'll go with a female this week. It's Sergeant Dina Orlana. And this is shared by her sister, Robin. Oh, this is going to bother me now. It's either Orlana or Orlana, O-R-E-L-L-A-N-A. And like I said, it's shared by her sister, Robin. We lost Dina to a PTSD-related suicide on March 4th, 2016. We didn't know about her diagnosis. My sister was one of the funniest and strongest women I ever knew. We always hear that all the time, that people that die mm-hmm. by suicide, you always hear how the sense of humor and it seems so strong and everything. So
yeah, I think the sense of humor is just trying to cover for the pain, you know?
Yeah. And from a very young age, she always excelled at athletics. Her success in soccer came from her love of the game, hard work, and perseverance. Dina never failed at anything she put her mind to. So, and you're also a soccer player, so you can relate. Yeah. She was a fun-loving and caring daughter, aunt, sister, and friend. She was an amazing scholar. She was an outstanding Marine and had recently found her calling to share her love of health and fitness with others. Dina was so brave. She served on one of the first female engagement teams, and Operation Enduring Freedom, Afghanistan. She n never shared what she saw and went through over there. She only said it forever changed her. And well, I can relate to that because my dad was a Vietnam veteran and he never talked about what happened there until much later, until my nephew was asking him questions, like kind of recently before he passed away. So it took decades for him to be able to talk about it. So it's brutal. And although Dina's passing is tragic, my family is trying to raise PTSD and suicide awareness by sharing her story and keeping her memory alive at her resting places in Sacred Heart Cemetery in Pennsylvania.
I'm glad you picked her.
Yeah, it's very, I just happened to stumble upon her story. And it was like a lot in common with you with like the soccer, and it sounds like she might have been a trainer, a personal trainer too, helping
Sounds like
people through
she,
health and fitness. Yeah.
yeah, it's really ugh, like the trauma that, our service men and women go through is unbelievable, and then the help they don't really get.
Yeah, I always rail about that because, yeah, and again, like, like her friends and family don't even know what's going on. That's what happens. That's happened with me a lot too. I get depressed. It's like, I don't feel like talking, so I just like shut down. So like nobody knows anything.
That's the sucky part of depression is like you don't want to be around. Like you're, for a lot of people, you just want to be alone and, you don't want to reach out.
It's one thing to like you said, like recharge and everything, but then yeah, if it's like going on too long, yeah, it's difficult to pull out of it. So I really appreciate you sharing your story today with Soul Friends. So
Thank you for having me kind of on and talk about it, because the not opening was really tough. But again, I'm not, I have no, like, I'm not sad about it. I feel okay. I feel like it was meant to happen the way it did. Well, maybe not the way it did, but it was meant to happen. And that's the thing. I don't feel bad. I'm not upset in any way. At this point, I just feel like we need to move on and just keep doing what we're doing. That's it.
Right, yeah, because although it was a setback, it's still growing like crazy. There's a lot of great stuff happening,
Oh
so
yeah, I'm
yeah.
bombarded with work right now for like new influencers. Like I'm literally bombarded with, I looked today and I was like, oh boy, I have a big list. And honestly, the puppy yoga, Paul, it literally, like, I do puppy yoga and I'm like emotionally high for like a week after. I love it. It's so much fun. Like one lady got peed on once. Like, not only is it fun, but it's funny. You have to come to this one. It's just such a good experience. And they are so, I every time I text her, like literally I feel like I'm gonna cry. Like not, by the way, I don't cry all the time for those of you who do know me. But I feel like every time I text, there's this one lady, Kaylee, I talk to a lot. Every time I text her, she's like, oh my God, thank you. We love you guys. Like, we really, I think they really appreciate us. And like the words of like gratitude that come out of their mouths, just like, they're just like, you guys are a godsend, you're angels. Like, it's just so nice. And like, and I love puppies and kittens. They don't have the indoor space there. So we worked with Bristol, which we're going to do again because they have a great indoor space. And you can't let kittens run outside. I'm sorry.
Yeah, good luck getting
You
them back.
can, but
Yeah.
it's not going to be kitten yoga. It's going to be catch a kitten, So yeah,
Yeah,
it
heard that
really
term, trying
is.
to hurt
Trying to hurt
kittens.
cats. Yeah, it's actually, I had one trying to come in the room. You guys probably couldn't hear, but she was meowing. So I was like, okay, trying to get her in. But she, as soon as I opened the door, she changed her mind. So yeah, I'm grateful to always be on the show with you when I can get on. If anyone wants to reach me, you can reach me at adriana@soulfriendyoga.com or DM me on Soulfriend Yoga on the Instagram. And please follow us on Instagram.
Yes, please follow and share. It's really good. It's gonna
Yeah.
blow up. You're doing so many good
We're
things, and it's
almost there.
great quality. And
Yeah,
yeah,
we're almost there. I feel it. I tell
yeah,
Patty all the time, like, this is our year, man. Like, I feel it.
Exactly. Yeah. Really
Yep.
feeling it this year. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going out to that Women's Expo with Kate. We're gonna
Oh,
be on
yes.
with her. And I'm gonna bring my soul friend Matt. So I'm gonna put a bunch in the suitcase. I'm demoing MoveNat. That's what I was asked to do, is kind of go in and do some natural movement from MoveNat demos. And I'm gonna do them all over my soul friend yoga mats.
So
So that'll be cool.
this is going to be in Houston,
Yep. April 20th.
April 20th. Yep.
Yeah, I'm
So
excited about that.
put a link to that. Well, we're going to have an episode
Yeah, that's gonna
in
be
a few
fun.
weeks dedicated to that, because Kate Champion will be returning, because
Yep.
she'll be talking about that. And we're trying to get Kelly Howard on too. She's one
Yeah,
of the fellow podcasters. She's also running that along with Kate. So yeah,
that'll be
so that's
awesome.
so awesome. Yeah. And then you can still find me on the Roadrunners, RHODE, on all the socials. And then we're Inspiring Journeys Pod on Instagram and Facebook. If I just say, you can message us. Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. And this is going to be a great year. We got a lot of great upcoming guests. It's going to be a blast. A lot of inspiring journeys to share. I'm loving this.
For
And
sure.
I thank you so much for everybody following. Again, please like and share us. And yeah, we're just going to keep getting better from here. So thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody.
Awesome. Bye.
And remember,
be excellent to each other. And